Hello, once again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Josh Craig speaking to you today for the Josh Craig and Greg Show, episode number 5. I've got an amazing day lined up. Well, for myself, I shouldn't say I have. Greg, you're here with me in the booth today. How are you?
Terrific, sir. Thank you for asking.
And we have a third wheel today, you could say. Mr. Gomes, Mike Gomes is here. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Josh?
Very good. You can tell I'm very excited about this.
Oh, I think I might be more excited to be here. It's been quite the day of music.
Now, Greg, maybe it would only be fair with our less than usual starting music today. We should maybe let the guest explain what our theme is today for those of you who haven't figured it out already.
Well, you know, they approached me a couple weeks ago and had an idea for a Canada Day themed show, and I loved it. And so today, everyone, you're going to be hearing nothing but Canadian themed songs and just overall Canada appreciation.
Canada content, Canadian content. Greg, are you? I think you had a terrible time last night trying to select some songs.
I didn't even. I took me till about 10 minutes ago to fully decide what songs I needed. So
yeah, this is probably a good representation of some great Canadian music, both famous and maybe a little obscure. But guys, there's so much amazing music coming out of this country. Don't take our word for it. Go find out for yourself. Check out some of the bands we highlight today, and do a little research of your own.
So yeah, the great thing about this country is, you know, the music from coast to coast, it just changes. You go everywhere else and the scene's a little bit different. Winnipeg's got a wonderful scene out east. They're crazy. And, you know, the country music coming out of Alberta, and you got to love Canada.
Well, before we get started, Greg, it might be worth mentioning why we've asked Michael to join us today. And it's related to what you just said there about the music sort of changing. What do you think, Greg?
I know you are up on the, well, as you'll see, the kind of local...
Yep,
electronic maybe kind of stuff.
Fair enough.
I knew Gomes was well versed in the kind of country type bluegrass-ish music, and I knew that I have a very firm grasp on classic Canadian music. So I'm sure we all do, but I figured we could all bring different styles and form them into one, amalgamate them, so to speak.
I love it.
No, it's a great idea, and I think it all goes together nice. You know, we all got a little bit of a different flavor here today, but it's gonna be a good show.
It's gonna be fun. It's such a delight to look across the room here and see Mike looking back at me, guys. Let's get this started. I've been lucky enough to pull the pull the right cards here. I get the first pick of the day. We're gonna be listening to a band called Death from Above 1979. This is a group of guys that got together out of Toronto, way back in sort of the earlier part of the 2000s, released their first and only studio album in 2004, entitled You're a Woman, I'm a Machine. You can read into that as much as you'd like. But the guys broke up in 2006. I'm very pleased to announce, earlier this year, they announced or made it public that they were getting back together. They reunited for a small show in Texas, followed by an appearance at the Coachella Music Festival in the States. But this song here is one of my favorites. It's off their studio album, You're a Woman, I'm a Machine, from 2004. It's called Little Girl. Two quick side notes to this, guys. What I love about Canadian music and local Canadian music is that these guys are accessible. JFK, Jesse F. Keeler, is the bass player and synth player and backup vocalist for this duo. And I bumped into the guy Christmas shopping at Yorkdale Mall a couple of years back. And just sort of said, hey, you're the guy from Death from Above. And he went, hey, yeah, I am. And we chatted for a bit, just really accessible guys. Yeah, that's a pretty good intro. Let's do it. Little Girl from Death from Above, 1979.
We'll be right back.
Josh?
Yes, sir.
And Mike. Sorry, I forgot that we have two people here now. If you guys are interested, try throwing on the DFA next time you're having intercourse. And see what happens.
I'll take your advice on that one, Greg. Put that in the memory bank.
I see where you're going with that one. It's interesting. Obviously, that album has a lot of sexual innuendo. The name "Little Girl," "You're a woman, I'm a machine." All those kind of connotations, I suppose.
I think it's made for it.
Sexy music, that's for sure. Well, these guys. What's really neat about it is it's just two of them.
Yeah,
drummer who's singing and a guy playing the bass
and his keyboards at times.
Yeah, right? He throws the synths in there. I remember watching these guys on Conan O'Brien once, and when he came out after they played that song, he proclaimed "Death from Above, 1979, best band name ever." And I'd agree. It's just an awesome name.
I think I remember that episode actually.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet! Max Weinberg comes out and finishes the song on the drums. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really cool part.
That's Romantic Rights, right?
That was Romantic Rights on the show. Yeah.
All right. Well, next song?
Next song. We give it over to the guest.
Let's go, buddy.
Thanks. Once again, guys, thanks for having me. And just want to explain a little bit. I worked as a tree planter out west, so we spend a lot of time in a truck listening to iPods, 4 hours a day driving. So you get the iPod shuffle going, and when you got people from all over the country, really it broadens your specter on music, you start to learn. And this was one of the bands with my first year that I was introduced to, and they're actually from Toronto, they're Elliot Brute, and their first EP, Tin Type, it was quite the album. I love it. I think it's great. It's really unique. They like to play a lot of instruments, the vocals, they got the guitar, banjo, ukulele, the harmonica, they like to switch too. And this song, "Oh Alberta," I thought it was perfect for the theme, because it highlights every single province and sings a little bit about them and takes you on a little journey across Canada. So please, everyone enjoy Elliot Brute, "Oh Alberta."
Make it.
Elliott Brood, Oh Alberta. Just a little interesting note on that song and their old music. The drummer, you know, he's a little unconventional, and he refused to use a bass drum. He instead substituted in a Samsonite. It had to be Samsonite, he said. Samsonite suitcase.
Really?
Yep. Just so that he could get a more of a thud sound. You know what I mean? To go along well with the banjo, and he said it worked amazing, but they broke so many suitcases at inopportune times that he finally switched.
I guess you can't really change a skin on a suitcase, can you?
Yeah, he played it live, too?
Absolutely. Every show. Wow. It was one of the most unbelievable things you could see. Like, he had a suitcase sitting there instead of a bass drum.
But that's that little bit of personality that you find in bands here and there. I mean, even in there, that last lyric, I didn't. You screened the song for me. Well, not screened. It's not like we're telling you what you can and can't play, but you previewed this song for me, and I kind of missed over it, but North Dakota, Don't You Know You Don't Belong in This Song?
Where did we go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. That's really, really, really funny.
No, yeah, they're a great band, and I encourage everyone to listen. Their second album, Mountain Meadows, is a little bit of a different sound, but mm-hmm. it's unbelievable, and I think everyone should give it a listen to. They're a great local Canadian band. Cool. So
that's why we hope people listen to the show.
Yeah,
is to check out new music.
Exactly. Absolutely. Right.
So, well, Mr. Hood.
So I go from saying that to playing an artist who everyone has to have heard already.
Probably. We should hope so.
We should hope, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a Canadian content episode, yeah. You know.
Everything about this episode is Canadian.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything. There's
the
music.
Guys in the booth.
You can't hear the music in the background. Even all the background music is...
Is all Canadian?
Yeah, all Canadian.
No, I don't have my headphones with me. What are we listening to in the background right now?
Right now is the band.
Oh, wonderful. Very good.
Wonderful. Great
Gomes,
choice.
One of Gomes' favorites.
Great choice. Oh, everyone's favorite. Who doesn't love the band, you know?
Up on Cripple Creek is bouncing right now. But I guess... Do you want to dedicate the next song?
No. This is all you, Greg.
Okay,
you
know. I can dedicate it to Karen Sebesta out on the dock.
Ah.
Canada Day weekend. I don't know why I'm dedicating this song. It could be any of them.
It could be any.
Yeah, it really could be all the whole show.
This is quintessential.
I don't want her to think she's old or something. Or I'm trying to make some sort of...
Yeah. Now, however, age has a lot to do with the song, doesn't it? And it's Canada's birthday this weekend, and so maybe this is a good song to dedicate to everyone on Canada Day. It's all about age and another year gone, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Certainly. So it's Old Man by Neil Young. I guess I should say, you... Josh,
yes,
covered the electronic kind of trendier stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gomes covered the East Coast sounding stuff, right? The countryish stuff.
Yeah, just you know, just your general bluegrass and your northern music. People love that stuff. Yeah, it's great.
So I figured I had to do. I didn't want to do any injustices. So you'll see, based on a couple of my songs here, I figured there's stuff that had to be included, and Neil Young is one of them. So
absolutely,
Old Man Neil Young off the 72 album Harvest. Here he is.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Of my life, 24, and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. To mean that much to you. I've been look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
Great song.
Thank you.
It's everyone, one of everyone's favorites, you know. That's that just reminds me of sunny weather and maybe a dock or
yeah, absolutely,
a nice cold beverage, you know.
I was during pre-production here, Greg was off getting his headphones, and I said to Mike, I couldn't believe it, but I was actually going to be lucky enough to be at my cottage this Canada Day on Saturday. Is it Saturday or Friday?
It's Friday.
On Friday I will be there, and yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah, it's, I'm gonna be up awesome. North too. It's gonna be let's pray for good weather, right?
Yeah. How about you, Greg? Where are you going to be?
On actual Canada Day?
On actual Canada Day.
Just at home. I'm getting all my hair chopped off Canada Day morning.
Oh, all right. But then what are you doing at the night, day after Canada Day?
Oh, having a great time with you.
That's right, buddy.
Going to see Soundgarden.
What's up?
Oh, that's exciting, boys. Where are they playing?
Molson Amphitheater. We berated our listeners last week with consistent Soundgarden chatter. And,
right.
It's carried me all the way through the week. I'm here again next week. I'm so psyched.
Oh, that's big news, boys. You're going to have a great time. It's a good way to end up, to finish off the Canada Day weekend.
Absolutely.
With a good show.
Definitely.
So, what do we have up next here?
Your next, buddy.
My next song. Guys, we're doing a Canada Day theme. I have a theme within that theme. All of the songs that I've chosen, aside from being maybe a little edgier or less sort of rock and roll, you know, string-based instruments, you know, we've got your synths and stuff in there. The real theme with my music is that every single band I'm bringing up are duos. Death from Above 1979 is Jesse Keeler and Sebastian, I don't remember exactly how to pronounce his last name, but now we've got Chromeo. And Chromeo is a Montreal-based electro-love-funk duo, and they are unbelievable. I love these guys. I first heard about them this summer while I was in Montreal and sort of came home, checked them out. It's made up of Dave One and P-Thug. And they describe themselves as the only successful Arab-Jewish duo in the history of mankind. P-Thug is of Arab descent, I imagine, and Dave Malkovich is the number one, Dave One there.
That's definitely correct.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of them.
Yeah. They're pretty awesome. I love these guys. The interesting fact here, we always talk about context and sort of things you may or may not know about music. Dave One's younger brother is otherwise known as A-Track, and A-Track is a world-famous DJ. He was actually the first DJ to ever win all three major international DJ championships, and he was also the first DJ to win five world championship DJ titles. Lots of electronic music in that family, I suppose.
Yeah, it sounds like a talented family.
Who hands out these awards? I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, well,
not to discredit them, but
No. Honestly, I'll do a little research on that. I got distracted with all the other fun Chromeo facts. Really, really neat thing about Chromeo is they actually teamed up with Hall, Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates, I think in 2010. For the, I have it written down here. It's killing me here. It's killing me. Where is it? The Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, which is really neat. So they're pretty diverse. And this song is called Don't Walk Away. It's off their most recent studio album called Business Casual. Guys, this is Chromeo.
I'll say it one more time. I'll let you know what's on my mind. Cause it's plain to see that I loved you with every beat of my heart. It seems to me that you lost your sensibility. Suddenly
Just talented musicians, but smart individuals. Dave One, the gentleman you just heard singing on that track, is currently doing his PhD in French literature at Columbia University.
Oh, that's very impressive.
It's pretty cool. They got a couple of tracks on their, being from Montreal, a couple of tracks on that album in French. It's pretty cool.
Good stuff.
No idea what they're saying. I was the world's worst French student, no matter how hard I tried. I'm ashamed to say that in front of Greg Hood, whose last name is of French origin, I believe.
If you are ashamed about your French knowledge, I should be more ashamed then, because yes, you're right, my last name is somewhat French. Well, it's totally French. My last name's French. I'm not, really.
No.
Don't worry, guys. I did 3 years of French immersion and can't speak a word anymore. So
that said, you can speak Portuguese, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it helps.
Nah, it's not as cool as it sounds.
I think you should pitch the next song all in Portuguese.
No, don't do it, please. Okay. Actually, you might get a lot of
maybe next time, Josh.
You might get a lot of
views. We do our Portugal themed show.
Yes, exactly, right?
No. What do you get? No.
I'm just joking.
You might get a lot of views in Cambridge though.
Yeah, probably. Galt. We love Galt. Lots of family.
Yeah,
those
guys never mind. I don't want those views anyway.
Okay. whatever you want, Greg. All right. All right, so what do we got next there, Greg?
You got your buddies.
I'm up. Okay, well, that's exciting news. And this band here is pretty close to me. One of my good friends is in the band, and he plays the slide guitar, and he also likes to switch just a regular acoustic guitar, and
sweet.
Plays a little bit of electric guitar for them too. They're another band, Bluegrass Styles, that likes to to switch instruments. And
I love it.
And keep it fresh, and all of them sing too. So. It's a unique sound, and they're called the Moonshine Ramblers.
Brilliant,
and they're from
man.
Halifax. I think it's one of the best names I've ever heard in a band, the Moonshine Ramblers.
That's a great name.
It makes perfect sense, and
yeah.
It's great. So they just completed their first cross-Canada tour. It's called the Prohibition Tour, and it went all the way from Halifax all the way out to Victoria. So
wow, like real, hey, Canada-themed tour as well as a Canada-themed show?
Exactly. They had three great shows in Toronto, and I believe, Greg, you were at one of them.
I vaguely remember it, but
yeah, we had a good time that night. It was.
Did you have any moonshine that night, Greg?
Probably.
With the
probably
Moonshine Ramblers.
Why I was so sick.
Yeah, it was Alex's birthday actually that night too, so it was quite the evening. But but anyways, this is the their album's called The Moonshine Ramblers. It's a self-titled first mm-hmm. album, and this is the title track or the headline, the first song, and what their single is, and it's called Way Downtown, and it's my buddy Alex Hasty on the vocals. So
great,
enjoy.
Well, it's me. So my, what's gonna become of me? Well, I've been downtown, fooling around, no one to cry for me. Don't you rap no more. Well, it's who me, it's who I. What's gonna become of me?
that band, Joey Boys.
Yeah.
Just a great sound. But another quick note about that band is they, that, with their first album released in February this year, they had some great reception to it, and they were nominated for Alternative Country Album of the Year from the International Independent Music Awards.
Wow.
No, they unfortunately they didn't win, but the reception has been great.
A nomination.
Like, that's a pretty big
That's enormous.
You know, they've done pretty well for themselves, so they're making their name, and they're rambling on. They're rambling across the country, and
they're rambling.
They're having a good time, and you know, I love those boys. They're a great time, so they're
very
right.
Very cool.
I liked it too.
Yeah, we were waiting for Greg's reaction there.
I'm sorry, you know what? I'm really busy.
Yeah, you know what? We don't often take time to give you credit where credit is due. Greg is always busy turning knobs and flipping switches and pushing buttons, and he's really, you know, you're, if I could make a Star Trek reference, you are Scotty.
I don't quite understand it. Actually, right. I don't understand it at all.
It's all right.
Because I've beat never me up, seen Greg. Star...
It's because you're behind the controls. I just sit here with a microphone in front of me. And
who's Scotty? Scotty, is that someone... Like on Star Trek? I thought they had weird.
No, Greg,
names.
I said I'd make a Star Trek reference and then didn't refer to anyone from Star Trek.
Scotty doesn't sound like a Star Trek name, though.
Well, he is. He's the engineer from Star Trek Generation 1. We're going down a slippery slope here, man.
I'm drawing a blank too, yeah. Greg. Don't worry. It's okay.
Stop watching Star Trek and start watching sports.
It's true. I probably should. It is sports journalism how we know each other, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Right. That was the point I was making. Not that... Okay, I'm sorry. That was rude.
It's nothing rude about it, Greg.
No, but Greg, you look great back there.
Thank you.
You really meet your Twitter name with producer Greg.
It's
you know,
true.
You look great back there with the flipping knobs.
The headphones really do it for you.
I know my way around
the low-cut shirt, too.
I know my way around the knobs.
That's right, the knobs.
Good work, man.
All right, so what's up next?
That's me. And I'm going to play, I guess, should I tell you my personal view on this band?
Why not?
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, isn't that why you got the mic in front of you?
Exactly. So I was never really a huge fan of this band as a whole. Maybe the lyricist / vocalist. More his lyrics than his singing. But over the past year or so, I've kind of warmed up to it and just kind of let my heart take me to this band. And now... I'm going to play you a song called Little Bones.
Okay.
By The Tragically Hip.
Great.
I figured it was Canada Day. Like, they play every single Canada Day, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they're playing in Toronto this Canada Day.
I think they play, like, every single one. So
yeah.
I figured it was imperative that they're on the show.
It's not a Canada Day show without that little bit of Tragically Hip.
Right? Exactly.
Hip.
So I picked my favorite song, Little Bones.
Great.
And let's rock out.
I do really enjoy that Tragically Hip song, but as often we find, Greg, you and I do see eye to eye on a lot of things, much to Giannis's chagrin. I know Giannis has come up to us a couple of times and been like, you guys agree too much, but here you go, Giannis, I'm about to agree with Greg. Hey, I had to warm up to the Tragically Hip. The singer didn't really do it for me. I'm sick and tired of people saying, what do you mean you don't like the Hip? Your cottage is like right next to Bob Cajun. They got that song called Bob Cajun. I was like, oh, yeah.
Are you telling me you don't listen to it every time you go to your cottage?
It's surprisingly no.
I'm shocked.
But I'm gonna flip styles again here. We're going back to a Josh pick, and this is the last of the three that I chose for today. Group out of Toronto again. I got to say, what's great about these kind of bands is that they're very accessible. These guys used to live and jam next to some mutual friends of my brother and mine who lived just in the annex here. So really, really cool group of guys.
By me.
Yeah, by you, actually. There you go.
Where do they live?
They don't live there anymore. I don't even recall, but when I was just finished university, my younger brother and I, some of his friends became some of my friends. They lived in a house just somewhere in the annex there, and, you know, found out the Woodhands were next door quite often.
All right.
But this is the band. They're called the Woodhands. This song is off their album Heart Attack, and it's called Be Back Soon. What's really interesting about this band, and I'm glad we've selected them last of my group, is that they meld the sound of the first two bands I played very well. Much like Death From Above, they've got a live drum kit, but much like Chromeo, they use a lot of synthesizers and have a really 80s-laden kind of funky vibe to them. This is maybe one of the happiest songs I've ever heard. It just sounds happy, it makes me happy, and on a groovy Tuesday like this, Be Back Soon, it's just the right track. Guys, this is the Woodhands. We'll be back soon.
Be back soon.
So Dan Werb and Paul Banwat of that group actually met each other while participating in a music collective out of Toronto here called Henri Fabergé and the Adorables. So there's just one of those things, you know, guys, look into a band you hear on the show and you like, look into a band you know and you already like them, dig a little deeper. Heck, go to Wikipedia if you need to. You'll always find neat little musical side projects and stuff to explore.
As I was going to say, I was thinking there's so many bands that we have left out.
Oh,
too many. Canada. So many.
To be honest, we could have an entire podcast, an entire program, episode after episode, dedicated to Canadian music.
Yeah, totally. We could.
You know,
it could. Yeah, that could be our theme for the every single show.
I mean, if you even think about it, with the multicultural community we have here, and this isn't to sound all warm and fuzzy, but it's quite serious. It opens up whole new artists. You've got traditional Indian music that you would think would be from India, but there are artists born and raised in Canada, and you've got that for, you know, almost every ethnicity here. It's a really, you know, huge what do you say, a lovely tapestry.
It's a great country. That's all I got, really got to say. So
that's right,
certainly
that passport has saved me, as I'm sure it has you, Gomes, on more than one occasion.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. They love it. It's great, you know, just a big smile with your Canadian passport. And
I don't think I've ever actually gotten into more trouble when they found out I was Canadian. It was always a little less trouble.
Yeah. No, agreed. I love Canadians. So what do we got? We got me next, Greg?
You're next.
I'm next.
Let's go.
All right.
Last song for us.
Yeah, here's a special guest here, myself, Mr.
Yep.
Gomes. I'm excited about this, and this is my last song for the day. And, you know, I chose the Corb Lund Band. They've since changed their name to Corb Lund and the Hurtin' Albertans. You know, a little bit of a change, and you'll understand in a second. But this band's, a side note, is both the bands that I played before, both Elliot Brood and the Moonshine Ramblers, were lucky to get their start by opening for Corb Lund.
Oh,
and traveling with them, or in playing shows with them to help, you know, build some fan base, right?
Very cool.
Because they all have a kind of a similar sound, you know.
Sure.
Corb Lund's a good, he's from Alberta, and he's plays a great country sound. He doesn't take himself too seriously. And here's Hurtin' Albertan by the Corb Lund Band. It's off the 2006 album, Hair in My Eye Like a Highland Steer.
Just past Revelstoke now, climbing the Rogers Pass. Second snow shed falling. Well, Saskabush is pretty. Yep, she's pretty flat. Lord knows I'm a prairie boy, so I'm pretty used to that. But farmers facing off with gophers, man, it ain't the same as being home at the Saddle Dome for the Oilers at the Flames. Well, the roads get better every time I cross that Saskatchewan line. And I tip my hat and it's good to be back on Mountain Standard Time. Hurting Albertan with nothing more to lose. Too much oil money, never enough booze. East of the Rockies and west of the rest. Do my best to do my damnedest and that's just about all I guess.
That was Alberta. Or sorry, my mistake. Wow, Hurtin' Albertan by the Coeur d'Alene Band. I love that song because in the little trucker breakdowns, you know, if you've been to places that he's speaking about, like Revelstoke, I know you've been there, and the Sulk and the pass there, the Rogers Pass, and the soft shoulders. It kind of helps put you.
Two of our listeners, my younger brother and his girlfriend. Three of our listeners. Their dog Banjo, appropriately named. All three of them will be very pleased to have picked that out of that song. That's for sure.
Absolutely. It kind of sums up a little bit about Western Canada.
That's right.
How beautiful it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coeur d'Alene loves his Alberta, so heading home. So he's excited about it all the time. So it's a great song, though.
Speaking of heading home, we're almost done here, aren't we?
Yes. One more song.
One more song. Greg, I think you should introduce this song.
Well, I think I should, too, because it's my song and I chose it.
I know.
Do you even know what it is? Oh, yeah. I did tell you guys what it was. Sorry. I forgot to give you guys lists. Yes, I would love
to. He's that good of a producer. He even gave us lists.
Yeah.
I believe, well, to me, this is just to me. I'm sure not to anybody else except for me, probably. This is like my quintessential Canadian summer song.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just listen to the lyrics talking about like traveling, tripping down the long road and reading the signs to show you the way. It's kind of like, where am I going? I'm going up north, but I don't really know where I'm going. I don't know. You know, I just, kind of gives me that feel.
Very cool.
For the Canadian summertime, which is kind of where we are right now. So, not kind of, that's where we are right now. Mm-hmm. But should we say bye first before we play the song?
Yeah, I guess, guys, thanks so much for joining us again for episode number 5, the Canada Day episode. Special thanks goes out to our guest, Michael Gomes. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was a blast and had a great time listening.
I'm sure we could scrounge up an excuse to bring you back another day.
We'll come up with something.
Certainly. I like the sounds of that.
Guys, once again, you can follow us on Twitter. You can catch me at @JoshCraig7. Greg?
@Producer_Greg.
And I'm at @MGomes5. And just one last word, happy Canada Day to all.
Yeah, happy Canada Gay. Happy Canada Day, guys. it is a gay day. It makes me feel excited and happy and pleased to be alive.
Good recovery.
Absolutely. Great recovery.
Yeah, recovery. You can interpret that any way you want. I'm a man whose lexicon knows no bounds.
There you go.
What are you talking about?
Whatever that means, buddy. Whatever that means.
You're too smart for me. All right. Well, okay. I guess I'll say bye.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Scenery and Fish, the great album, 1996. I'm Mother Earth. A song called Used to Be Alright.
It's pretty good, the wine, the way that we look at 10 to 8 in the morning. Yeah, just talking, still awake and dawn and do drinking, thinking all days. Remembering the laughs, the time we got high for 7 days. No one else knew.
as the moon and sun. Break up hearts, get home to country love and garbage dump by.